everyone. Welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're headed over to France. You know how we're always talking about CPAP therapy adherence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, France has implemented this really interesting nationwide system for it. And we've got some research articles and expert opinions to dig into.
Should be fascinating. I've heard a lot about this system.
Yeah, me too. I'm especially interested in how they're using telemonitoring and get this pay-for-performance incentives to try to boost those adherence rates.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Actually, by 2023, almost 97% of CPAP patients in France were being telemonitored.
Wow, 97%. That's incredible. So how did they manage to achieve such a high adoption rate?
Well, it all started back in 2018 when they rolled out this nationwide pay-for-performance scheme.
Okay, I've heard that term before, pay-for-performance, but what does that actually look like in practice?
So basically, home care providers are incentivized to really support their patients to use their CPAP machines consistently.
So like the more a patient uses their CPAP, the more the provider gets paid?
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about aligning incentives to really encourage those providers to go the extra mile to help their patients succeed.
That makes a lot of sense. But I'm curious, what does that support actually entail? What are they doing to help these patients?
Well, it's quite a comprehensive approach. We're talking home visits, phone consultations, mask fitting adjustments, you name it.
So it's not just handing someone a CPAP machine and saying good luck.
Not at all. It's about providing ongoing support and guidance every step of the way. And all of this is bundled into weekly fees that cover the CPAP device itself, the mask, and any other necessary supplies.
Wow, that's quite a system. They've really thought this through.
They have. And there's been some interesting research looking into how effective it's been.
Oh, really? That's what I was going to ask next. Does all this support actually lead to better CPAP adherence?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And there's a study called the MPAP-TPAP study that tried to answer just that.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So this study followed over 11,000 people in France who started CPAP therapy in 2018 and 2019. And the researchers look at how the amount and types of interactions patients have with their home care providers influence how consistently they use their CPAP machines over the course of a year.
Fascinating. So did they find that more support equals better adherence?
Well, it's not quite as straightforward as that. As you might expect, people who weren't using their CPAP machines much early on, they tended to get more attention from their home care providers. But here's the thing. Having more than four interactions didn't seem to improve adherence beyond a certain point.
Wait, really? So there's like a limit to how much support is helpful?
That's what the research suggests. And it's a finding that has sparked a lot of discussion in the field. This idea of a ceiling effect when it comes to support.
That is surprising. I would have thought more support would always be better. But clearly there's more to the story. So if it's not just about the quantity of support, what are the other factors that might be influencing a person's ability to stick with CPAP therapy over the long haul? Like, what makes the difference between someone who embraces it and someone who gives up?
Yeah, that's the big question. And it's one we'll delve into as we continue our deep dive into France's CPAP system.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
That's the real mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? It suggests we need to broaden our perspective a bit. Look beyond the technical stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, someone's lifestyle.
Yeah.
Other health issues. Socioeconomic factors, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those can definitely play a role.
Right. It's all interconnected. And it reminds me of this patient I had a while back. We did everything by the book. You know, made sure the mask fit perfectly, explained all the features of the machine, but he still just wasn't using it consistently.
So what was the issue if it wasn't the technical stuff?
Well, it turned out he was pretty isolated, lived alone, worked from home, didn't get out much.
No.
Yeah. And he felt really self-conscious about wearing the mask. Plus, he didn't really have anyone to talk to about his experience with CPAP.
It's amazing how much those social and emotional factors can impact adherence, even when all the technical aspects are addressed.
Exactly. It's not just about the machine. It's about the whole person.
Speaking of personalized care, didn't the study also find that some types of support were more effective than others?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's another key finding. Face-to-face visits were linked to much better CPAP adherence than phone calls.
That makes sense. I guess sometimes you just can't beat that in-person connection.
You're right. There's something about being able to actually see the person and their environment that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know, with the home visit, the provider can observe the patient's sleep environment firsthand, see if the bedroom is too hot or cold, noisy or bright.
Right. All those little things can add up.
They can. And they can also check for any safety concerns.
Right.
Like trip hazards or anything like that.
So it's really a much more holistic approach.
Exactly. And it allows for a deeper conversation, too, you know, about the patient's lifestyle, their habits, any challenges they might be facing, things that might not come up in a phone call.
It makes me think back to that patient you mentioned who was struggling with isolation. Maybe a home visit could have made him feel more connected and supported, you know, even if it was just for a short time.
It's very possible. It's not just about adjusting the mask or troubleshooting the machine. It's about building rapport and showing the patient that they're not alone in this.
I think you've hit on something really important there. That sense of connection and support can be so powerful. It can make all the difference.
I agree. And it's especially important in those early stages of therapy when people are first getting used to CPAP.
Oh, right. The study also talked about the importance of early adherence, didn't it?
Yeah. It found that if someone uses their CPAP consistently in those first few weeks, they're much more likely to stick with it long term.
So getting off to a good start is key.
It really is. It reinforces the idea that early intervention is crucial.
It makes sense. You know, it's like forming any new habit. The sooner you establish a routine, the easier it becomes to maintain.
Exactly. And with CPAP, it's not just about forming a habit, it's about experiencing the benefits early on. So people are motivated to keep using it.
Right, because if you're not sleeping better, you're not going to want to keep wearing that mask every night.
No, you're not. So we need to do everything we can to help people have a positive experience with CPAP right from the start.
Okay, so how do we encourage that early adherence? Is it just about providing more support in those first few weeks?
Well, it's partly about that, but it's also about the quality and personalization of that support. Remember, everyone's experience with CPAP is unique.
So a one-size-fits-all approach isn't going to cut it.
Not at all. Some people might need more hands-on support initially, while others might prefer a more independent approach.
So it's about figuring out what each individual needs and tailoring the support accordingly.
Exactly. And those needs might change over time, too, as the person becomes more comfortable with CPAP.
It sounds like a lot of ongoing assessment and communication is needed.
It is. It's a dynamic process, not a static one. You need to regularly check in with patients, ask them how they're doing, identify any challenges they might be facing, and adjust the support strategies as needed.
So it's a balancing act, finding that sweet spot between providing enough support without being too overbearing.
You got it.
Yeah.
And remembering that what works for one person might not work for another.
Okay, so let's step back for a minute and consider the big picture. It seems like France's system is working. They're getting people to use their CPAP machines,
Yes.
but there's still room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement, and this research really highlights that.
Especially when it comes to personalizing care and focusing on those early interventions.
Absolutely. And that's why research like this is so valuable. It challenges us to keep thinking critically about our approach and to identify areas where we can do better.
Always striving for better outcomes for our patients.
Exactly. That's the goal.
So, if simply increasing the amount of support isn't always the answer, what does help people stick with CPAP therapy in the long run? What makes a real difference?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's one we'll continue to explore as we wrap up our deep dive into France's CPAP system.
Yeah.
It's really about recognizing that everyone's different. What might be a small hurdle for one person could be a huge obstacle for someone else.
Yeah, for sure. It makes me think about how important it is to, you know, to really listen to patients' stories.
Absolutely.
Like that anecdote you shared about your patient who was struggling with isolation. It really highlighted how crucial it is to go beyond just the technical stuff.
I think those stories are so important. They help us connect with the human side of things. You know, remind us that there's a real person behind every data point.
It's easy to get caught up in the numbers,
It is.
but at the end of the day, it's about people.
Right.
I feel like we've learned so much from France's experience. It's really like a giant experiment playing out in real time.
It is. And they've demonstrated that it's definitely possible to improve CPAP adherence on a large scale.
97% telemonitoring adoption. That's amazing.
It is. But it also shows us that there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, like you said, more support isn't always the answer. So, what are those innovative ways we can personalize CPAP care to make it more effective for everyone?
That's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's also an incredible opportunity, you know, to really think outside the box and come up with new solutions.
Absolutely. Well, I think this has been a fantastic deep dive. We've explored France's approach, uncovered some surprising findings about the limits of support, and emphasized just how important personalized care is. But now we want to hear from you, our listeners. What's been your experience with CPAP therapy? What kind of support has helped you the most?
What are your biggest challenges?
Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's
Yeah.
keep this conversation going because we can all learn from each other's experiences.
Exactly. Thanks for listening, everyone.
And thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.